If the cardinals decide the next pope should be an African, it will be less than groundbreaking. At least if you consider the wide world of Christianity.
Commentator Gustav Niebuhr.
Within the last decade, no fewer than three global church associations have selected African clergymen as their top officers. First, it was the churches of the Lutheran World Federation selecting a pastor from Zimbabwe as their general secretary. Then, members of the World Alliance of Reformed Churches, which includes Presbyterians, chose a minister from Ghana as administrative head. 2 years ago, the influential World Council of Churches, which counts 300 Protestant and Eastern Orthodox churches as members, selected a Kenyan clergyman as general secretary. It all reflects a simple fact. Africa is where a lot of the growth is. These days, you could call it Christianity's sunbelt for the kind of dynamic increase going on, much of it the result of conversions. There are now more Lutherans in Africa than in North America. The continent's Catholic population has more than doubled in the last quarter century. Christianity's center of gravity is shifting south. By that I mean that Anglicans, Methodists, Presbyterians, even Moravians are all increasing outside the faith's historic bastions in Europe and the United States. Does that seem surprising? It shouldn't. Major world religions are like the plates that make up the Earth's crust, always moving. That's because religions are composed of people. They are susceptible to shifts in immigration patterns, conversions, and major political changes. Take Buddhism, for example. It began in India more than 2,500 years ago, but became all but extinct there. Its teachers fanned out, creating flourishing Buddhist cultures in China, Tibet, Japan, and recently, the United States. As faiths undergo these population shifts, expect their institutions to change along with the demographics. Sure, religions guard sacred tradition, but their survival depends on flexibility in the face of cultural realities. And if the cardinals elect an African as pope, it will in some ways be a return to a distant past. 17 centuries ago, back when Christianity was pretty much confined to the lands around the Mediterranean Sea, and the faith center of gravity really was in Rome, some popes came from North Africa, then under the Roman Empire's control. And it wasn't just popes. The man who many would rank as the church's greatest theologian, St. Augustine, came from a place we now call Algeria.
Gustav Niebuhr is a professor of religion and the media at Syracuse University.